Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to join the Broadway cast of Saltburn the Musical, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, the ending's my favorite. Or is it the bathtub scene?
Or is it?
Or is it the graveyard humping? I'm not sure. Good morning, Fluffy.
No matter what it is, I'm sure you'll bring it to the stage beautifully.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Good morning, buddy.
I will put my all. I will give my all as I do.
Everything. That's right.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Drinking from the bathtub. Drinking from the bathtub.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Can you imagine the Busby Berkeley choreography to go with that?
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Good morning, all of you, on this Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Welcome to our show. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the morning. Welcome to DNA Day. Welcome to East Meets West Day. Welcome to Appreciate Your Hairstylist Day. Welcome Financial Independence Awareness Day. Welcome to Love Your Thighs Day. Welcome to National Crayola Day. Welcome to Mani-Pedi Day. Welcome to, and let me celebrate my father-in-law and brother-in-law, National Plumbers Day. Welcome to National Steak Day, only celebrated in the UK. National Teach Children to Save Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, Alienation Awareness Day, Red Hat Society Day, Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day, World Malaria Day.
Dang, there's more?
One more. Welcome to World Penguin Day. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, cheers. Cute. Oh, let's waddle.
Welcome to Penguin Day. That's right. Cheers,
cute.
Everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Let me take one more. I'm tired. Went out on a school night last night. I'll talk about that later. But
You did?
Yeah, I'm kind of. I had to do. It's a 4 ibuprofen day.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Dang.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my
gosh.
Protect your stomach lining.
It was worth it.
Yeah, well, that was fun. But I got on. Yeah. Anyway, I'll talk about that later. What's going on with the T-Wolves?
Oh, they this were is
off,
really cool.
They?
Yeah, what? They're off. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, Friday they play the Suns for the third game of the playoffs, which they're 2-0, which is awesome. But every year the NBA awards the Sixth Man of the Year award, and basically, you know, you have 5 players on, you know, that start, and then the first person off the bench is considered the sixth man. So you have a really quality bench, basically, but someone who plays very well. And Minnesota, the first Timberwolves player to win, won this year. Naz Reid won the Sixth Man of the Year award, which is awesome. And he's also made history because he's 24 years old and only, I think, the second... I'm sorry. He's one of 6 players to win the award before the age of 25.
Oh, my goodness. So he's a youngin.
He is a youngin. Yeah. Which is just awesome. So, yay,
that
Wolves. Another thing to celebrate.
Woohoo!
It's very special.
They're just, they're firing on all pistons, as they say.
Yeah, they are. Pretty cool.
And they play, you said Friday, Lex?
They play Friday in Phoenix.
Okay. In Phoenix. Okay. All right. And they're pretty good, right, Lex? That's why they're this far?
Oh, yeah. Well... The last regular game they played each other and the T-Wolves lost, which was, that was not fun. But I think that was, and my husband said the same thing, and I was good. Yeah, he was right about this. Is they knew that that didn't matter as much as the playoff game, which was, you know, the last 2 games here. So, they're great.
Not that you're Charles Barkley, but, just
former member of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah,
exactly. I actually knew that. But yes. what are the odds makers saying, Lexa?
Oh, for the Timberwolves?
Do we have a shot? I mean, do we have a shot of winning in Phoenix?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we won the first 2 games of the playoffs. Now, of course, they have home advantage, just like
That's
we did
what
for
I mean.
These first
yeah,
2 games.
Yeah.
So you know. from that point of view, who knows? But I'm hoping we just continue winning.
Okay.
Best of seven.
I just didn't know what the sports punditry, is saying. If it,
there's all these odds too on FanDuel and all the things. It's plus 1700.
Oh. Okay.
Oh man, yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
What does Angel think?
You know, I haven't specifically asked him. Other than I know he's a big Timberwolves fan, and then the Celtics as well, because he's from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two. But and the Celtics are a favorite to win.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Okay. The whole thing, the whole shebang,
the whole shebang,
the pot, the thing, the championship, the championship, ring, everything.
Yeah. Looks like the Celtics, statue. Then the Nuggets, Thunder, Mavericks, Knicks, and then the T-Wolves. So 2, 4, 6.
Oh, okay.
At least for championship odds.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
With the numbers and the way they've performed, at least during the regular season.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm actually going to be paying attention on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch, but I'm gonna pay attention because I just happened to be in the orbit of the T-Wolves universe yesterday. I was at the Lifetime at Target Center.
Oh, fun.
I was there for a shoot for the TV show, and I felt the energy. You know, I felt I was like my hair was standing up because there was like static electricity in that building. It was like, ooh, you can feel there's like excitement and
it's so exciting.
You know, I don't know.
It's so fun to see. And the playoff games are really fun, especially if you like pop culture. This is like a good intersection time because that's when the stars come out. They're sitting in the first three rows, cheering them on, whatever their team is.
Yeah.
And so that's always really fun to talk about who went to the game.
Ooh.
And other players. And, you know, like Adrian Peterson was at the first game. Ant went crazy because he's a huge fan of him.
Yeah. Who's sitting courtside?
Yeah.
Other than David.
Yeah, right. Other than David, First Equity. That's right.
David Lozinski from First Equity is our Jack Nicholson.
He sure is.
Nicholson used to sit at courtside at every game for the Lakers. Probably, I think, still does at times. But Lozinski is our Nicholson. Yeah.
Love it. Oh, I think you'd love to hear that too.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll hear it. David, you're Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. And who's sitting next to A-Rod? You know, that's always the other question too.
Is A-Rod even going to show his face during the playoffs?
Gordon Ramsay. Maybe. Right. With the dispute.
Dispute and the money. Oh, you think he's going to flex and he's going to sit courtside?
Absolutely.
I wish they would have made the deal.
Yeah.
It'd just be, I mean, no offense to Mr. Taylor, but it would have been cool to have A-Rod as one of our owners. You know, I don't know. And I don't even always love A-Rod.
The mediation starts May 1st. So you never know what's going to happen in that.
Mediation. Always a great sign for anything.
I mean, this has been 3 years coming that we've been, this has been something that we thought was happening, and then to pull out, you know, legally, I'm sure there's all the different nuances and you know what happened, and there's receipts and everything, so I'm sure there's that part of it, but also, you know, the human part of it too, of figuring this out. So
absolutely. And A-Rod, if you're listening, and I know you're a My Talker, by the way,
hey,
thanks for listening. But A-Rod, if you're listening, could you do me a favor? Could you do us collectively a favor? Could you buy the Twins too? Thank you. Just can you do us a solid? Just buy two of our teams, please. Thank you. I'm just really, on behalf of all Twins fans, thank you.
What's the cost for the Twins? Where are we at with that?
I'll throw in a $40 or $60, but please, if you could do that, A-Rod, thank you very much.
The Twins won yesterday.
Yeah,
6-3, you beat the White Sox.
I was there for a little bit of it, yeah. Yeah, and I will tell you about that. Let me just say this. Here's the tease. I danced a lot yesterday on a weekday. I danced on a weekday.
Oh, yeah. A little Tootsie Roll, a little grind.
Yeah.
A little bump and grind.
You'll see.
A little twerking.
Maybe, Lex. Maybe there was some naughty dancing, too. I don't know. I'll tell you in just a second.
Nice.
Yeah. But first, register to win, listener rewards, enter to win an aesthetic skincare bundle from Wanagore Integrative Health, or a catering package from Tazay fresh Mediterranean, plus movie passes to an early screening of The Idea of You. See everything up for grabs on our app or at mytalk1071.com. Why I Was Danny Terrio, and that's a very old reference, and if you give yourself 100 points. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On this Thursday, April 25th. So, even though I'm in, as I bobsled toward 50, I'm in my zero Fs era. I still have all of the insecurities from my teens, adolescence, 20s, 30s, 40s. And one of them is I don't like to be embarrassed, and I'm still scarred from PE class and being picked last, which I'm sure is relatable for so many of you. I say all of that because I've learned a lot of lessons, but I still haven't learned the lesson that I've joked about this place, Lex, many times, and that is I need to ask more questions before I agree to do things, and I still have not learned that lesson. Because I Uh-oh. I was signed up for the TV show to do a dance workout class. Now, I should know better, but I did not do better. I did not follow Maya Angelou's advice. I agreed to this probably because I was asked in passing or I wasn't paying attention. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it. Well, we arrive at this dance class at the Lifetime at Target Center. And there were like 30 people in there. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, this is instantly going to be a bad idea. This is just instantly a bad idea.
Ooh, what kind of dance were you doing?
Well, it was an advanced dancing workout class. And
like hip hop, or are we talking
everything? Like
not
ballroom. No, like like modern dancing, like hip hop, and it was to Beyonce and Adele and Lady Gaga. And I walk in and I'm like, what the hell? Like, what am I doing? So then the instructor on the little microphone, the minute I walk in, he's like, get ready to move your ass. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. And he said it to me, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. All of my anxiety just went, and photographer Eric looks at me, and he knows me so well. He looks at me, and he goes, do you want to bail? And I go, no, I'm here. We're going to push through it. I'm going to do this. And, I excused myself to go to the restroom. Like, I'll be right back. And I'm talking to myself in the restroom, like, I can do this. So then I come back, and then the coordinator was like, okay, Jason, we're going to have you stand in the front of the class. And I went, oh, actually, no, you're not. I said, nope. I'm going to be in the back. Because, you know, we need to tape stuff, and, you know, I don't want to disturb. She's, oh, no, we're here for you. So why don't you go in the front? I go, nope, won't be in the front. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm in the back.
Oh, and you straight up said no. And
I straight up said no. I was like, no.
Is this a mirrored room, too? So
thank you.
See?
It's a mirrored. Yes, it's a mirrored room. So
I see.
I'm there, and I'm like, no. And producer Bjorn was there, and he's a great dancer, which was kind of the narrative of the piece. So like,
he's taking you along and showing you the way?
Yeah. Like young dancing gay. Old non-dancing gay was kind of the story. And I'm like, yeah, okay. He wore short shorts. He had glitter on. He Richard Simmons did out. And then I'm in Holly Roberts Memorial soft pants, and I'm in a Holly Roberts Memorial soft shirt as well. So
that's right.
You got moves though, Jace.
I do, but
you do.
Thank you. So I'm just like, okay.
It's not like you're just like Ancino man, you know, like
totally
coming out not totally clueless. I bet it was fun in the end.
Well, it got to be fun, but then who knew? So I leave that class. I leave the class, and then Colin had arranged for us to go out on a school night. Remember last week, you two, when I said I was so glad when plans canceled?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was like, everyone can relate. You know, you get to the night of plans that you've made and you're like, oh my God, why did I make these plans?
Yes.
Well, the rescheduling of those plans was last night. So we decided to go to a Twins game. And I said to Colin, I go, well, I'm not going to stay long because of the puppy. I said, the puppy is, you know, still being crate trained. I'm going to use that. And plus, I need to work on the shows. Always. I don't know if I'll ever quit, because you can always use the shows as an excuse to get out of everything. Anyway, so I just said, yeah, I got to work on the shows, blah, blah, blah. Well, we get to Target Field. And of course, I'm having fun because it was a beautiful night. And I do love the couple that we are with. So we walk on that main plaza, you know, the main entrance right by Target Center.
Yeah.
Where there's like the, you know, the putt-putt golf course and all that stuff right there. And one of the Target Field photographers knows me. We see him every day. Well, he looked at me and he goes, what's up, Jason? And I go, what's up? And he goes, Dance Cam is coming up in 2 outs. I need you to stay right here. And I go, dude.
Oh, so you're dancing again.
I said, dude, do you really want me? And then my friend Sam, the wife of the couple we were with, Sam goes, I'll dance with you. And I'm like, okay, now we're on like Donkey Kong. So the White Sox struck out, and he turned to me and he goes, okay, get ready. And they put the song on, and there we are.
Yeah.
I ended up on the Jumbotron dancing. I'm like, what is up with me dancing today? I'm like, I've never danced, but now I've danced twice. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was up there shaking my ass in Target Field on the Jumbotron. So
I love it. Is there evidence of this? Or
I'll send it to you. Yeah,
be sharing this at some point.
Yeah, I'll be sharing it. But
yeah, receipts, please.
Yeah,
I have. I'll actually send it to you two right now, and then I'll have Q post it. But it was fun. I'm like, woo!
Look at you, Jace.
I know. I was like, hello. Oh yeah, here it is. There. Okay. Boom. Sent. Oh, I need to put in your names. But yeah, it was fun. It was such a beautiful night. Oh my God, it was beautiful. It was a little chilly. But not bad. Like, it just was a beautiful night at the ballpark. And like you said, I think we won. I had to leave, but yeah.
Yeah, looks like it.
To let the little guy out. He's doing so well being crate trained. My neighbors said they're not hearing him at all. He's not whining in the kennel at all, in the crate, which is good. We've been leaving him. You know, Katie Canine always gives us the advice of when you're crate training a puppy and you leave him for a little while, leave them in different time periods, meaning like different time lengths. Like, you know, leave the house for about 15 minutes and come back. Mm-hmm. And then leave for an hour and come back. So they know that this can be any length of time and you'll always come back.
Yes.
And a Katie Canine girl. She's the best. But So I came back and he was sleeping in the crate, and I open up the door and he's like, he has those little sleepy puppy eyes. I'm like, oh, were you sleeping? And I took him out and he peed right away. I mean, literally, instantly. I'm like, oh, Dar's unaccredited house of potty training is just, I mean.
Yeah, she started business.
And she's having me FaceTime with him. She misses him so much. I'm like, Mom, I live 20 minutes away. You're going to see the dog again. I promise. She's having separation anxiety from the puppy. Is your mom still in town?
Yeah, they're here till Monday. My brother Jake came in last night.
How was that?
Oh, it was so fun. He, great flight. We played cards last night. And, I love to play my hand and foot. So we were just catching up.
Hand and foot?
Hand and foot, yes.
I've never played that.
Oh, it's one of my favorite card games. Well, Pinochle is my favorite, but I do love to play hand and foot, especially when you're playing pairs. And, oh, God, it's just, you know, Well, at some point, gosh, I do need some more hand and foot players. So, you know, we need to start teaching some people how to play this game.
Hand and... Okay, we got to take a break. Can you explain hand and foot? Because when you say that, it sounds like a virus.
Yeah, some kind of disease. And Pinochle is also Joe Friday from Dragnet's favorite card game.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
hand
it.
Hand and foot. It feels like something, right, Holly, that you would get from an daycare? Unsanitary farm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we got to learn that card game.
But it's so good to see him. You know, we got COVID, all of us, last time. So.
Oh, that's right.
Saw each other from the driveway.
Hand and foot.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, starting your day with a smile and a cackle since 2008.
Oh yeah, baby.
Okay, hoof and foot, or foot and mouth, or what?
Hand and Holly foot.
Hand and foot. I don't know.
What was
hand,
it?
Hand, foot, and mouth.
Herpes.
Herpes and mouth. What's the card game you play with your family?
Cold sore.
Yeah.
It does sound like wrestler's ear, doesn't it?
Ew.
Ew. Okay, but
now what I said is bad. You guys brought up STDs.
Well, your card game sounds like an STD. I don't know.
I'm getting emails too. Okay, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that plays. John says his mom, who lives in a senior independent living community, has a group.
That's your demo, Lex. There we go.
I love it. Yeah, I've played with my grandma all the time.
See, my grandma played cards too, but my mom never, she wasn't a game player. So this escaped me. That's why I'm really actually very interested. I'm not just asking for the show.
Yeah.
So can you explain the dynamics of this card game?
Yeah. So hand and foot, you can play with doubles. That's actually my favorite because then you work off the same set of cards, but you can play singles as well. Basically, you are in the beginning, you're making two piles of 11 cards. The left pile gets handed to the person on your left, and that is their foot. And then you give yourself your hand, and then you get a foot from the person on your right. And what you want to do is you want to make books of cards, three, and there's wild cards as well. But once you get seven of the same card, if there's wild, then it's a black book. If it's pure and all aces, then it's a red book, and that is more points for you. But essentially, you're trying to get through your hand, and then you want to get through your foot. And you want to have a certain amount of books at the end to beat everyone who's playing. And then there's a certain amount of numbers. Like there's four rounds. Generally, there's the first round, you have to have 60 points to lay down your cards to begin. And then you can just start adding on to make your books.
Okay. I think I understand.
Yeah.
I think I do. Okay. Is it? Okay. Yeah, I do. I understand.
And it's not just one deck of cards. It's the number of players plus a deck. So if you have four people playing, you're playing two doubles, you have five decks of cards. And it's a standard 52-card deck.
10-4.
Yeah. Okay. So there's lots of cards.
No.
You're making these books, and it's just so much fun.
Whenever anyone tries to explain the rules of a card game to me,
without visually doing it,
this is my mind.
Holly, I'm so glad you said that because
I was
trying
to do it as simple as possible,
and you
guys.
Thank you. No. This is not a referendum on you, Lex, or your explanation.
Not at all.
But halfway through your explanation, I had to take my ADHD medication. I thought to myself, this should be on the test when you're being diagnosed for ADHD. You should have to try to listen to that game and recite it back because thank you, Hal.
I'm not even going to attempt to teach you guys Pinochle right now then, because that one, it's a whole different deck and there's a lot of other rules for that one. Hand and foot is much easier to explain.
The only thing I know about Pinochle is that Joe Friday played it in an episode of Dragnet.
Yeah.
where they were making sandwiches with pumpernickel bread. Ooh. And it was in color. And then like Joe Friday and Harry Morgan, I can't remember the name of his character. They like went out and got a hippie or something.
Oh,
that was the crux of the episode. They were like arresting hippies and playing cards
and
wearing their version of soft pants.
Yes.
So
that sounds like a dream.
Okay, let me ask again. Holly, get your music ready. So, Lex, okay, yes. What's your game called?
Hand and Foot.
Okay, so this is Holly's mind and my mind when Alexis is explaining Hand and Foot. Here we go. This is what's going on in our mind when she's explaining this. This is what's going in our mind if Alexis tried explaining Pinochle to us.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, Holly? Yep, is that a fair representation of what we would be going through?
Yeah. Yep, we're just I would just simply be like Wile E. Coyote and hold up a sign that said, yipes!
Yeah. Where's the anvil?
Where's the Acme anvil, quickly? Yeah,
is this Acme brand Pinochle?
Well, what's really fun, so my grandma's brother Lyle, whenever we go visit them, he'd be a great uncle of mine. He always finds different ways to play Pinochle too. So sometimes he'll be like, yep, okay, we're going to play it this way, but there's, he'll say, there's no trump, or there's no three card discard or something. You know, he'll say something and we're like, okay, and just trying to figure out, because wow. So that's why it also gets complicated, because people play in different ways.
Oh god, no.
And sometimes, but you know, my dad made a good point, and I think it's another reason why I can't wait to teach my kid how to play cards and my nephews and nieces, because you learn to like math.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh.
And from a young age, I mean, you're doing it. You're solving for X all the time. You're getting your books together. You're counting seven cards, you know, and then at the end you count your meld and then you're adding, you know, with multiple numbers.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's digit why it numbers. Hurts my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why I'm hearing Looney Tunes.
I also had my dad as my dad who, helped explain it in ways that made it simpler too, but, or that I actually like doing it. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing.
We're getting...
And Rummy is another big game. That was my other grandma used to play that. And she used to cheat, which was so funny. And you just let her, because it does... Who cares?
Is this
who
Marilyn's? Cares? Which grandma
this is
this?
Ramona,
the other grandma?
My mom's Ramona. Mom.
Okay. Yeah,
she loved to play Rummy. Oh, my gosh.
You are in a card-playing family, Lex.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Well... we're getting some X's.
You got mail.
I'm not saying X's. I. What am I? What the hell's wrong with me?
I better open up my tweets.
We're getting some tweets. Corey's grandma on Twitter writes to us, my brother had to write instructions for hoof and foot when he taught us. And we still have to bring them out every time we play.
Yeah.
Get the rules out.
Yeah.
I'm saying this, and I'm not going to...
This was a refresher.
I'm going to say this, but I don't know how to complete this.
Yeah.
The only card game that I enjoy, I learned from, because Colin's mom's family is a big game, card game. They love dominoes.
Oh, fun.
The sisters.
That's how Angel grew up in Puerto Rico.
Mama Haas and her 47 sisters and brothers, they play dominoes.
Fun.
The game that they taught me that we play at some big gatherings, and if my sister-in-law Tammy is listening, text it to me. They play Screw Your Neighbor. Have you guys played that?
No. Is it like Spoons?
Is Spoons like old hell?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, because that is...
I'm hearing the Benny Hill theme.
Okay. Because that is the one card game.
Is Spoons like Forks?
I guess
it's like Hump Your Neighbor? And is Hump Your Neighbor like Skabooly?
Where you get the objective in your cards and then you sneakily take a spoon away.
Yeah.
And there's one less spoon.
Right, and that's what old hell is like. That's the only card game that I know. My friends and I used to play that. It's kind of like fast competitive solitaire.
It is.
With the sneaky spoon, and then, you know, you're the one who has it. The last one who doesn't get the spoon yells old hell. I don't even remember. Gosh, I need to get to the drawer to remember all the rules of that.
Yeah.
Muscle memory would triumph.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes back. It's like riding a bike. You have to take out the notes once in a while.
Yeah,
but, what's the card game though? So if it's not like Spoons, sorry, Jace, what's that one?
No, please, are you kidding me?
What's the game called? Yeah, what is it called?
Do you remember what it's called?
It's called Screw Your Neighbor.
Oh, right. What's the objective? Sorry.
Oh God. Tammy, please help me. obviously you're sitting next to people.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of guess if the card, like the cards that you're holding or the card that you're holding, is it lower or higher than the cards that the person next to you has? And you can screw them over. And oh God, I am tripping over this, and I'm not doing this. Just see, this is proving.
Is it a regular card deck?
It's a regular card.
Okay.
Deck.
How many card decks are you using in this game?
Oh, okay, Colin. Colin. Just call the hotline instead of texting. He's texting line by line. Just call the hotline real quick.
Yes, let us
know. You're working because it's really fun.
Yeah.
It actually for families.
Yes.
It's actually a really fun game. The fact that I played and I'm not a card playing kind of guy. Okay, here we go. Everyone gets one card.
Okay.
And you have to beat one person at the table. Ace is low. If your neighbor wants to trade, you have to trade. So that's how you can screw your neighbor.
So you want an ace in that first round. If you're going to get it at any point in the game.
Yeah, so that's how you just have to keep a poker face.
Yeah.
And like if you're sitting next to me, Lex, and you think, okay, Colin's calling because I'm messing this up. Holly, can we put him up real quick? Because I think I just messed this up. Hi, Col.
Good morning.
Okay, can you explain it? Because I'm not doing a good job.
No, you're really struggling.
Wow. Okay.
I know. So everyone gets one card, and the ace is low, king is high, and you just have to beat one person at the table. So you're using, your poker skills and bluffing. And whoever deals, the person next to them starts, and they'll either say, I'm good or I want to trade. And if your neighbor wants to trade with you, you have to trade. And the card, so if it's a bad card, it'll start going all the way around the table. But as soon as someone says, I'm good, you know that they have been beat. It could be a good card. It could be a bad card. You have no idea. So the goal is to just not be the lowest card at the table. So you go all the way around. Once you're done, once everyone's got their card, you flip over. Lowest person puts in a dollar or a poker chip or whatever you want to do. So you get a nice little kitty. When you get people playing, we charge like $3 to play. And everyone gets three poker chips then. And last person standing wins all the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
That sounds like fun, right?
It is. It is fun.
Easy for like the kids to play.
Yes, right. Nice. It's over under.
And then there's the dice game LCR. Is that what it is, Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun too.
Same kind of idea. It's just you roll the dice. If you get an L, you pass your poker chip to the left, R to the right, C goes in the center. If you get a dot, you get to keep it.
Yeah. And then whoever's left with a chip. They win everything at the very end. So
fun! What
thank
fun.
You? Have, hey,
great
Kyle,
family
have you,
time,
Lex? This all started because Lex was talking about hoof and foot. Hand and foot. Have you have you or your mom played that?
No, that sounds like a disease.
That's what Holly and I said. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I just
It can feel like that because you get addicted and you just want to keep playing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Kyle. Have a good day at work. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Lori emailed us. Yeah. My talker, Lori, said that her husband and her played with her aunt and uncle during COVID on Google Duo, and it meaning hand and foot. They kept track of all their wins. They have 84 wins, and their aunt and uncle, 76 wins. That sounds like my kind of family.
Oh, my goodness.
That is awesome. Think about it. That's how many games they've played. Add those two together. What?
That's a lot.
Dang.
Oh, I love that. When we come back, a trailer that I know everyone on the show is loving. And the minute Alexis put, I saw it on the sheet, Lex, I'm so glad you did. Because this trailer is going to warm. It's just going to warm your heart.
I think we should just play it.
We should.
Yeah, the whole
thing. Let's do it. When we come back, a pop and pop. 402 million reasons to love MSP. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for MSP, our best, the best airport in the world. So many reasons to get there early and take advantage of everything MSP has to offer. First, let me give you a tip. I always try to throw one in. You know the duty-free stores at MSP? You may think you can't shop there, but you can. You can. I sound like Betty Davis. You just can't buy cigs and liquor there, so make sure you take advantage of that. Speaking of shopping, visit Legends of the North, a great local shop. And speaking of local, the Prince store right there in the main mall. And let me give you one more tip. Make sure you go online and reserve your parking space ahead of time in the ramp. Did you know you can do it? So MSPAirport.com is the address for that. So many reasons, from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best. Little pop of pop culture. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. A trailer dropped yesterday from Disney Plus. Oh. Right, Lex?
I got wistful and whimsical feeling after watching this.
Are you sure you just didn't have hoof and foot?
I could have had head, foot, and mouth. You know what? There's a lot of stuff going around daycare right now, and you just never know.
Oh, isn't everything going around perpetually at daycare, though?
Always. Thank There's you, always yeah. a little note that's like, oh, we got this going on. Beware. It's like, oof.
Oh, God.
But no, this was a joyful, euphoric feeling because, you know, we love Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Just a visionary, epic person who, an iconic, who created the Muppets, the Dark Crystal Labyrinth, Sesame Street, and they're pulling back the curtain in a new documentary. And what I mean by they, Ron Howard is behind this. It's called Jim Henson, Idea Man. It hits Disney Plus May 31st, and the trailer is just heartwarming.
And here it is, because we don't care, and you're going to love it. We're going to play the whole darn thing. It's that good. So sit back, relax, my talkers. Here it is.
Hello there. My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
Sesame Street. The Muppets. Dark Crystal. Labyrinth. Jim created out of innocence.
He showed people the good in all of us.
Is this a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah. Yeah, it's every moment of one's life kind of job, I suppose.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
From a very early age, he had the feeling that he was here for a purpose.
Holy.
Characters come about from many different ways.
It was my mother's coat and a ping pong ball. That's how it all started.
He had so many ideas and so many things he wanted to do. His inner life must have been sparkling.
The space he gave to an expression of imagination, I see that in everything that he did.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh.
Thanks.
Nothing that Jim didn't entertain.
And everything was getting a little bit bigger.
Becoming famous was what he wanted, that there was an innocence getting lost. Was going to impact his relationship with us and everything that was complex.
He wanted to do more than is humanly possible.
But that idea that time could run out
was just unthinkable.
If Jim was here, I just have to thank him.
There it is.
Oh. Yeah, you heard some interviews. Rita Moreno, Jennifer Connelly, his four children, his collaborators there. You hear some interviews with them as well.
Yeah, you hear Frank Oz at the very end.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the voice. Yeah.
Yes.
Miss Piggy, Yoda, so many others. Yeah, Jennifer Connelly, you forget, unless you're a kid of the 80s, Labyrinth, Bowie.
Mm-hmm. That was some tingles happening when you're watching David Bowie's Labyrinth.
The Dark Crystal scared the crap out of me, but it was so cool. I remember going to the video store and wanting to watch it. My mom's like, I don't know.
Ooh.
This isn't the Muppets, Jace. I remember her warning me. Like, I go, no, it's from the people. It's from the same guy. My mom's like, it is, but it's not.
But that's one of the things I loved about Jim Henson is he was not afraid to go into the dark, scary places and cover the gamut of human emotions and make them accessible for young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. A great way to put it.
Wow.
I just
can't wait for this.
Yeah.
Disney Plus, May 31st.
Yeah, coming up. I just wish that all this did was what, like you said, Lex, it pulled at every string in your heart.
Yeah.
But it also my frustration reemerged. One of my big, again, I'll criticize them when I need to. One of my big criticisms of Disney has been their complete folly in trying to figure out what to do with the Muppets since they've purchased them. It's been just a mess, and they need to get a creative in there that knows what to do with them properly.
Yeah. They're waiting for. They want to do it right.
Well, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it right, because Jim Henson was the Muppets, that guy, his singular vision and how he influenced everybody. I feel like that's the heart, and you can have Kermit, Piggy, you can do all these fun things with these characters, but the essence of them was this man.
Yeah. Because they just don't know. Yeah. There's been so many failed takeoffs of like, oh, let's do this TV show, or let's do this, or let's do this movie. And it's like, nothing has really, their presence in the parks has really diminished. And I just wish they could figure out what to do. It's a great property to own, you know? It's a great property, and they just don't utilize it well. So, anyway.
Yeah. Maybe this will be the jump start. This is their way of doing it. Just to,
right, Lex?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Toe in.
When we return, why you should be scared about Sprite, Holly Roberts reports. Uh-oh. And then, have you ever thought, why does ice cream melt? And why does some ice cream not melt? Have you had that thought? Alexis has. That and more when we come back.
Ooh, everything Plunkett's, over 100 years strong. You know, Plunkett's, just last year, helped 76,000 residential clients and tens of thousands of businesses as well. I am one of those clients. I have Patrick on an annual plan. He's my guy over at Plunkett's. Call him all the time about just different things that pop up and what do I do? And it's so great. He just comes over, takes care of business. So if you have some pests that are pestering you at home or at work, Plunkett's could be your go-to as well. Of course, they can handle it on a single basis, or they can get you on an annual plan like I do, where you just call and your technician comes and works it out. Also, Plunkett's now has Varmint Guard, nuisance wildlife control in the Twin Cities area. They serve residential and commercial clients as well. Things like squirrels, raccoons, snakes, bats, nuisance birds. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control at plunkett's.net or varmintguard.com. My top keyword, wildlife.